Globalist leaders laud Joe Biden after campaign withdrawal announcement. By Kurt Zindelka on July 21, 2024. Globalist leaders heap praise on U.S. President Joe Biden after he announced that he will withdraw from the 2024 presidential election but remain in the White House for the remainder of his term. Following a collapse in support from Democrat allies, the donor class, and the grassroots of his party after a dismal performance in last month's debate with former President Donald Trump, after which many questioned his mental abilities, President Joe Biden, 81, announced on Sunday that he would step aside in the 2024 race and back Vice President Kamala Harris to run in his stead. Despite Biden's woeful record on the world stage, with wars breaking out in Europe and the Middle East under his watch, the president's globalist allies abroad attempted to frame his tenure in office as a success. Left-wing German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, whose country suffered an economic collapse as a result of the war in Ukraine, wrote, "My friend, President, Joe Biden has achieved a lot, for his country, for Europe, for the world. Thanks to him, transatlantic cooperation is close. NATO is strong and the USA is a good and reliable partner for us. His decision not to run again deserves respect." Newly elected British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer added, "I respect President Biden's decision and I look forward to us working together during the remainder of his presidency. I know that, as he has done throughout his remarkable career, he will have made his decision based on what he believes is best for the American people." Biden was also praised by Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, formerly the President of the European Council, who lauded the 81-year-old Democrat for making a safer world, despite war breaking out in neighboring Ukraine under Biden's watch. The globalist Polish PM wrote, "Dear President Joe Biden, you've taken many difficult decisions thanks to which Poland, America and the world are safer, and democracy stronger. I know you were driven by the same motivations when announcing your final decision, probably the most difficult one in your life." The embattled socialist Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, also weighed in, saying, "All my admiration and recognition for the brave and dignified decision of the President Joe Biden. Thanks to his determination and leadership, the U.S. overcame the economic crisis after the pandemic and the serious assault on the Capitol and has been exemplary in its support for Ukraine in the face of Putin's Russian aggression. A great gesture from a great president who has always fought for democracy and freedom." The international reactions were not also fawning, however, with Brexit leader Nigel Farage, a top international ally of former President Donald Trump's, saying in response to the move by Biden, "Whoever they pick, Trump will win in November." Farage, a newly elected member of parliament in the British House of Commons, predicted in September of 2023 that Biden would not be the candidate for the Democrats in 2024. Having written in The Express, "There is simply no way that a party intent on maintaining power could allow itself to continue stumbling towards a humiliation at the polls. A humiliation that would in large part be attributable to it being led by an increasingly incompetent president." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.